betrayed, yet bound to the billionaire by Grace Madeline. Chapter 21. Sophia said with an innocent and sweet smile. She looked toward the photographer, clearly seeking the camera. Let's stay here tonight, so the photographer was very cooperative, zooming in for a close-up of her. Sophia deliberately turned her head, allowing the camera to capture her beautiful profile, and then slowly turned back. Hurry up! She cooed, waving her little hand excitedly. She looked into the camera, blinking her eyes and smiling sweetly, and whispered, Come, I'll take you to experience a naturally formed cave in the As she strode forward, the photographer hesitated, turning to look at Odalys. Everyone knew this cave was discovered by Odalys, who also suggested staying in it tonight, only to be preempted by Sophia. There really is a cave, it looks like we have a place to stay tonight. Atlas walked in briskly. After pushing aside the wild grass outside the cave, they found the cave a bit dilapidated but still livable with some tidying up. Should we invite the other group? Finian stood there, observing Odalys' group thoughtfully, who seemed to be discussing something before turning to leave. His eyes were inscrutable as he stared intently at Odalys. Up until now, he couldn't figure out why she ignored him when he showed kindness after she had been groveling before him. Is she fawning over Stellan now? A guess hit him with this thought in mind, a chill flashed through Finian's eyes. It seems I need to find an opportunity why to remind Stellan about Odalys' fake marriage. Once Stellan knew she was married, he surely wouldn't get close to her again, he said inwardly. When Odalys' husband died, he still had ways to bring her back to him. Huh. Invite them. Aren't we divided into two groups? If we all stay together, how do we divide the work? Sophia murmured softly then, she bit her lip and said pitifully, maybe we should just let them have the cave. We can keep searching. It's such a big forest. And we might find another one. Her compromising and accommodating nature deeply pained Atlas. He simply couldn't understand why Odalys would want to drive out such a sweet sister. From the moment Odalys was found, she had been trying every trick to get Sophia out, even resorting to framing. If it weren't for her manipulation earlier, Sophia wouldn't have fallen in the film set, almost breaking her leg. Had been holding this grudge and was waiting for Odalys' contract to be confirmed before dealing with her. It was almost time. Once she signed the official contract in 2 weeks, had make her pay dearly. Forget it, it's not convenient with so many people staying together, and we're all injured. Let's tidy up and rest first, Atlas said in a deep voice. Exactly, we're two different groups, after all. If we get mixed up, how will we shoot later? Lucian added. Atlas was pleased with his words and patted his shoulder, saying, would you mind cleaning it up a bit? Thanks, no problem, Lucian said cheerfully and started cleaning the cave, though the place was so messy that he didn't know where to start. Meanwhile, Sophia slumped to the side, and Atlas quickly went over to comfort her. Atlas, I was just tired, but I've rested for a bit and feel better now. Let's tidy up together. We still need to find some food after we're done suppressing her displeasure, Sophia smiled sweetly and stepped forward to help. Lucian was very close to her. Taking a whiff of her scent, he suddenly felt full of energy and even moved closer to her while cleaning, occasionally bumping hands with her on purpose. Sophia glanced at him contemplatively, but Lucian didn't dare to meet her gaze. What's going on? It was Odalys who reminded them about this cave. Why did Sophia take it? Is she deliberately trying to mess with our Freya Winslow? 1:46 PM CH Chapter 21. What does Sophia mean? Is she looking for a good cave to get fucked? Did Grupa just let her in like that? Am I the only one who thinks Sophia is disgusting? What's her deal? Sophia is so sweet. She must be overly protected at home, so she cares so much about others. Why do I feel like Lucian is such a suck-up, always deliberately getting close to Sophia? It feels kinda creepy. L The live chat exploded again as everyone watched Sophia's group push through the underbrush and enter the cave. Although it was dark inside, it would definitely be safer than outside if the wind picked up. But Group B didn't stay here. Odalis merely glanced at them, then turned and left. Odalis, are we really giving the cave to them? Freya was upset, almost wishing to drag Sophia out and give her a good heating. Sila also gave the group a hateful look, murmuring softly. They're too much. How can they be so unreasonable? What do you think? Odalis looked up, directing the question to Stellan. Stellan was the only male among them, appearing very calm, not flustered by the recent anger. He simply gave Sophia's group an indifferent glance before gaining his composure. Hearing the question, the other two leaned over to look at him. I feel this cave is quite dangerous, it's too close to the shore. If a wind picks up and seawater surges in, it would be troublesome. Besides, a snake was spotted nearby earlier. This area doesn't seem suitable for setting up camp, Stellan said softly. As a male, he had some knowledge of camping in the wild. Exactly. So some caves might seem safe but are actually traps set to lure prey, Odalis added in a lowered voice. E sentence sent a chill down Freya's spine. What prey's trap? Her heart raced, her eyes gleaming with excitement. Seeing her bright, eager eyes, Odalis couldn't help but chuckle. You'll find out tonight with the suspense hanging. Freya was itchy with curiosity. Even though Sila and Stellan didn't ask, they were equally intrigued. While they spoke in hushed tones, the photographers followed behind, unaware of their conversation, the camera capturing the scene of them huddled together discussing something. Let's go. Odalis waved her hand. She stepped forward, chopping off the branches and weeds that extended out with the dagger to make it easier for those following behind. The photographers looked at her gratefully, carrying their heavy equipment, they could easily trip over branches or weeds after walking for a while. Odalis put down her luggage bag. Are we staying here tonight? Sila, who had remained silent all this time, couldn't help but ask at this moment. Odalis found a rock to sit on, stretched out her long legs to relax, and pointed with her dagger to the other side, saying, "That's where we'll stay tonight." The group looked in the direction she pointed and saw only two tall trees standing there, surrounded by overgrown weeds with nothing else in sight. Are you sure? Stellan looked at it with some doubt and questioned in a low voice. Chapter 22. Miqueuing Celesti Sun's Gear, Astela sussed up and stepped forward. She beckoned to the others between two large trees, saying, "Give Keck, goes." Freya tubbed her light bands, sawing up his sleeves to Sevial lay tender Finkanen, her face full of excitement as she strode forward. Sila Pa shows her bag and followest closely behind. Odds picked up her dagger to cheat away the seeds beside them, revealing Taxi. Stellan stepped forward quickly, however, the rock was quite large. Despite his ephon, he Kalia Toner B cave me the rope. Odabes Vadelprivakusk by handed over her rope. Odalis took it, looped it around the rock, and after going as a big tree, paddled in hard. With a boom the rock, propelled by leverage, was lifted and rolled to the side, and the other stone, no longer supported by it, also rolled. Cave was revealed. With the two Nox moves a caves. I hear Nia cave. How should you hiss da, Odalis? Freya approached with cadenitation, her lace full of surprise at everyone gasped unastomadament, not expecting oilily to bust such a hubbed and exposed cave. I was just taking a chance. Normally, no one dares to take shelter under these old trees during rain for fear of lightning strikes, Odalis explained. Curiosity was instantly piqued. Previously, considering Freya was a popular actress and Stellan a renowned actor, she was hesitant to engage. As they walked along, she relaxed and gradually integrated into them. Since this thee is often struck by lightning, could it be dangerous to stay here? What if there's a launder storm at night? There will definitely be lighting, Sila voiced her own OTTIL. Still and nodded in agreement. Odalis chuckled softly and pointed at the tree, saying, precisely because its safest place gets struck by lightning, two bears beasts will approach, making this the and the woods are cert, with a superstition that trees struck by lightning have the power to ward off evil spirits, sh. He added, stepping forward to clear the weeds, and this is a cave, so as long as you're not under a tree when it launders, you'll be safe. The two rocks were placed here by someone, indicating that someone arrived here and blocked the entrance after leaving. Which means it's safe. And that's why the person who left wanted to keep it, Odalise explained softly. She stepped inside the cave, turned on her flashlight, and found the cave to be clean and dry, with some straw placed to the side. Someone actually lived here before. Look. Two bowls, Freya said excitedly as she walked in, and Sila followed behind. Although the sea cave was pitchy black, it was spacious enough to set up tents and even for cooking. This is it. We stay here tonight, Stellan's housevoir Ste Vozer sounded when he looked at Odalise, his deep eyes were filled with joy and adentration. Not knowing her, he hadn't considered choosing Odalise as a member before, but when Freya sat next to her, he instinctively followed Salt, never expecting to latch onto such a valuable of said Odalise, how did you know so much? Freya's curiosity was piqued. She didn't even realize that, ever since Okolis saved her, she had been clinging to Kudalis intimately, which brought them much closer. Didn't have these skills, I probably would have died on the mountain long ago, T've been living on the mountain with my mentor all this time. If I'd, Odalis said with a chunkly. Instead of feeling inferior for growing up on the mountain, she felt a sense of pride. Her mentor, with his lofty standards, didn't take just anyone. Odalise always thought it was a blessing from heaven that she was fortunate enough to be raised by him. You grew up in the mountains. Wow, could you possibly take us for a vacation there? Freya was naturally sociable and didn't look down on Odalise just because she lacked renowned work. Odalise raised an eyebrow, turned to walk out, and tucked the dagger into the side of her Doc M. Martens. In with me for a vacation? Are you a hottest A-lister, a best actor winning actor, and a group debuted artist want to go up the Remotesi Mountain? Serious, Odalise teased. Freya casually waved her hand and tied her hair up. Why not? We weren't born to be famous but through endless efforts. Besides, I think you're a badass. When we get back, I will introduce some resources to you, Freya said, crossing her arms in front of her chest. She had barely finished speaking when she suddenly whipped her head around, fixing a sharp gaze on Odalise. She leaned in, glaring at the flawless face ace of Odalise, especially her beautiful eyes, clear as crystal. Odalise, do you have a boyfriend? Freya asked in a hushed voice. Odalise raised an eyebrow and laughed, carrying her luggage as she said. I'm married. LOL. You got married. Go on. But you're really good looking, by the way. How about I introduce you to my brother? He's super handsome. Freya grew more excited as she spoke, feeling the idea feasible. Lugging her suitcase, she trotted behind Odalise. The photographer pushed the cameras, following closely behind the two, occasionally giving shots of Stellan and Sila as well. LOL, is Freya playing matchmaker? Look at Odalise and how she walks. She definitely is a virgin. Marriage is a lie. True, my grandma taught me that. I can vouch that she hasn't been married. Shit, I feel like shipping Freya and Odalise. Three, my goodness, she could even find such a cave. Amazing. Only I wonder if the wind will really pick up tonight. The weather looks pretty good to me. The fans in the live broadcast were thoroughly engaged, watching them carry their huggage.in, set up tents, and arrange their daily necessities. Finishing, Odalise checked the time. It was already 5 p.m. Let's go out to check the environment and then find some food. It will be dangerous outside once it gets dark, Odalise suggested. Everyone was exhausted, collapsing into the tents, not really in the mood to move. But Odalise's words immediately snapped them back to reality. They got up quickly. Yes, let's find some food first, or we'll go hungry tonight, Stellan agreed. They followed Odalise outside, and before they had walked far, they encountered Sophia's group, who had clearly treated their wounds as they emitted a medicinal smell. Sophia's face was even adorned with a few cute band-aids. "Haven't you found a place to stay yet?" Sophia asked with a beaming smile. She had a triumphant glint in her eyes, hoping to see Odalys perfuming, but to her surprise, Odalys walked past her without saying a word. "What have I done wrong? Why is she ignoring me?" Sophia said, her voice choked as she looked at Atlas. Finian stood on the spot, irritated. He strode forward, grabbed Odalys' arm, and held her back. "What are you doing? Are you going to hit me? The director has said that there can be no physical harm between teams. Are you getting physical now?" Odalys asked coldly. Instantly after her words, the atmosphere tumbled strange, and all eyes focused on Finian, whose strength was so intense that the veins on his wrist bulged out. Chapter 23. With a smack, Odalys jerked her arm away from Finian, taking two steps back with a look of disgust. Finian watched her face, his chest heaving as he clenched his teeth and spoke in a low voice. "He'll come for you tonight. You'd better explain yourself." Before he finished, Drake stepped forward and stood in front of Odalys. "Finian, you're part of Group A and Odalys is in my Group B. There's no conflict between you two. Now, as a man, you're laying hands on a woman in public. What do you think you're doing?" Drake interrogated sternly. He emphasized the different groups they belonged to and hinted that Finian was bullying a woman. His words instantly woke Finian up, who looked at him in surprise, not expecting to have drawn him in. After all, everyone in the circle knew that Stellan had someone backing him. "If you wanted to get by in the industry, you'd better show him some respect, or else be prepared for a ban." Before he could speak, Freya rushed over. "Tinian, you've gone too far. Your member took the cave Odalys found first, and we gave it to you. But now you want to start a fight?" Freya shouted, rolling up her sleeves, ready to make a big scene. Seeing this, Sela stepped forward to support Odalys, whispering, "Odalys, maybe we should leave first." Odalys, seeing her worried eyes, smiled softly at her and then said, "Finian, I made it clear to you over the phone when you warned me before. Now that you want to cause a misunderstanding, let's just address the issue openly." Finian's face changed drastically at her words. He hadn't anticipated that Odalys would be so reckless. If she directly confronted him, he would expose the fact that she had taken Sophia's place F.O. Mary into the Stewart family. Once the matter was known to the public, Odalys would be thrust into the limelight. Moreover, if her marriage with the Stewart family got out, whether within the circle or among those present, everyone would undoubtedly treat her with utmost respect. The Stewart family wielded immense power; no one dared to scheme behind their backs, let alone Finian. Plus, he kept pestering Odalys because he was unwilling to let her go, but more so, he was afraid. If Odalys managed to secure her position as MRS. Stewart, the consequences would be unimaginable. So, he planned to brainwash her and manipulate her into subconsciously believing that marrying him was the perfect choice. If something happened to the Stewart family, she might be able to use their power to pave his way. That was his secret selfish motive. "I'm so sorry." Finian must have just been scared by the snake and was disoriented. He just thought you could kill snakes, so he wanted to. Sophia's face turned pale. She rushed forward, bowing deeply to everyone, her tears almost spilling out in her anxiety. Finian coercing Odalys with his love was also her idea. Not only did she want to be the only heiress of the Bennett family, but she also aimed to constantly torment and coerce Odalys, driving her to the brink of collapse. So, the marriage was just the first step. Now that Odalys had married into the Stewart family in her place, she would gradually entice Finian into luring Odalys. Then, she would manipulate the Stewart family into discovering her moral corruption, utilizing their influence to eliminate her. Unexpectedly, Finian was so impatient that he almost ruined her plans. "Finian, get out of here," Sophia urged, pushing Finian along. Finian was reluctant. His plans were unknown to Odalis, who had already avoided him, which made him uneasy. Sorry. But being put in the limelight, he had no choice but to apologize. Odalis let out a cold chuckle, pulling Freya and Stellan aside. Then, she strode forward in front of Finian and Sophia. I don't accept your apology. And what's his relationship with you? He harassed me, and you are actually apologizing for him. It seems like M1 half chapter 23 Bennett and him are quite close, aren't you? Odalis said in a low voice. Hearing this, Finian involuntarily clenched his hands. The anger in his eyes flared up again, his lips moved, and he turned to leave. You didn't say no, so are you agreeing? How about I share with everyone about you threatening me over the phone? Odalis' voice was clear. Prompting everyone present to immediately perk up their cars. Sophia's smile was a bit strained as she bit her lip and glared at Odalis' triumphant expression. A surge of resentment welled up within her. Why is Odalis so beautiful even without makeup? Her skin is flawless, she cursed inwardly. Odalis, we've already apologized. What do you want? Sophia said in a lowered voice, ignoring her. Odalis walked up to the photographer and greeted the live stream audience. You all saw it? I didn't provoke Finian, but he suddenly wanted to lay hands on me. As she spoke, she rasped her wrist, displaying the scratches on it to the screen. I suggest Finian's fans restrain themselves and stop cursing. Dig up if he has any dark past first. Once he gets me riled up, I can't guarantee whether my revelations will ruin him. Odalis said word by word. With nothing to lose, she wasn't afraid of the threats from these people. She merely wanted to settle the score with the Bennett family once and for all on the variety show. When the show ended, her contract would expire. Atlas said he would offer her a full-time position then, trying to tempt her with this, but she just wanted to get rid of the Bennett family. If they refused to make things easier for her, she wouldn't mind dragging them down with her. What's going on? Does Odalis know some dark cape past of Finian? Look at Finian's back, doesn't it seem familiar? Why does it look so much like that jerk from last night? Could it be that he was the one who got hit with ice cream last night? Damn, this is so much. Come on, are there any paparazzi online? Dig it up right now. I want the gossip. Does Odalis have a problem? She gets all worked up just because he pulled her wrist? So petty. Poor Sophia even gets attacked when trying to mediate a fight. Is Odalis crazy? Wow. Stellan and Freya are so protective. Look how they stood in front of Odalis. This is what I call camaraderie. Where's the paparazzi? Give you us some explosive news right now. As the heated drama between Odalis and Finian unfolded, the comment section in the live stream was nearly overwhelmed. It came as a surprise that Odalis would address the camera head-on, which was clear that she was ready to tear Finian apart. Many were puzzled as to how she could possibly know any dark past of Finian. After all, she was just an extra. Because the variety show had been heavily promoted before it aired, bolstered by its investors, it garnered widespread publicity and attracted countless fans online. The viewers watching the live stream had already reached millions. Dig it up. IWA want to see what dark past there is on Finian, the paparazzi exclaimed excitedly, itching to make a big move. Chapter 24. With solastatial mondermation, a mere paparazzi could call the shot. Exclusive scoops, even if not immediately exposed, could be privately in Polis test for Ader underscore such a lucrative opportunity was naturally not to be missed by media professionals. Fishing speaking in front of the camera. Odalis turned to leave. Odalis, pissed you won? Sophia gritted her tails, her heart neatly leaping out of her chest as Orlali stood in front of the camera. Just a moment away, Odalis could have ruined her. Sophia, stout mind her, Max said as he quickly stepped forward to steady Sophia when he saw her teetering and almost falling. Sophia's hand gripped Atlas' arm tightly. Her body nearly leaned against him. Walking away from the camera, She turned her back to it and whispered in a hushed voice. Atlas, Olalis is coming after the does she want to join me through this show? Will she fabricate fake news to destroy me? Sophia's voice choked up slightly. Atlas held her protectively, whispering. Don't worry. I won't let her. Don't forget that Henry bought her high-value accident insurance back then, that was the last move. If she wants to destroy you, we... Alice lowers his voice, not finishing his sentence. He exchanges a glance with Sophie's, both understanding without needing to speak, but... Sophia hesitated, thinking it was not good to make a now with so many crew members around. Atlas patted her heel affectionately, saying, No Burr. You're 100 kind, always thinking of her. Don't forget, you grew up with us. We are closer to you than to her, Adasis said. Sophia's lips moved, and a smile finally spread across her face. Alas, thank you they spoke, they quickened their steps to catch up with Finian while Lancian followed closely behind, pondering at the intimate sight of the two. The photographer buried to keep up, and Kenny looked up at the sky, deep in thought. K.S. up tonight, he said. I wonder if Odalis' words were true. We should also find a more secluded place in case the wind really picks. There were more than 30 members in the production tram. If something went wrong, it would be quite troublesome. Therefore, Kenny immediately instructed several staff members to find a suitable location, preferably a cave near the actors or a place that could shelter from the wind for camping. Meanwhile, Odalis rubbed her wrists and looked around. In the woods, if you want to eat, you have to hunt, but we don't have any tools, Stellan said, taking out the electric Hayden from his pocket. We love Dagon, ropes, electric batons, and pepper spray, but hunting is almost impossible. Freya shook her head. Would this work on animals? Sela took out a pepper spray, a bit confused. Freya couldn't help but laugh. Imagining animals as perverts was indeed quite amusing. It'll come in handy. Keep it. Now, let's set up some traps. Even if we can't catch any tonight, it'll be useful later, Odalis said. The others immediately agreed. Odalis used a dagger to peel branches. Stellan looked for sticks to dig while Salali and Freya gathered firewood. The divisions of their duty were is with Stellan's help. Soon, Salali and Freya collected a large pile of firewood, while Odalis newed several small traps and set up several traps. You guys carry the firewood back to the cave. You'll find some food with Stellan, Clays added. Freya looked outside, the sky was about to get dark. The setting sun cast a red glow over the land, and the entire forest was eerily quiet, like a precursor to an approaching spring. Freya felt uneasy and told Sela, we need to gather more firewood quickly. If the wind really picks up, we'll need a fire tonight. Okay, Salali agreed. At the same time, Odalis and Stellan headed toward the beach. Not far into the woods, they arrived at the shore soon. Odalis stood on the spot. Steep in thought. Ain't any fish on this beach, Stellan remarked. As he looked and sunned, Odalis walked off the side, picking several types of leaves, rubbing them in her palm, and then tossing them into the sea. Stellan was perturbed by her move but didn't dare to ask further. Before long, a school of hisli surged toward them as if attracted by some delicacy, jostling each other. Stellan held his breath, thinking he might be searing things. Even the photographer was taken aback, quickly moving forward with the camera and zooming in on the scene. Odalis took off her shoes and stepped down, reaching to grab at the fish. With precise movements, she caught two large fish and threw them onto the grass. Stellan pounced over instantly. The fish, frightened by him, struggled toward the sea. Stellan chased after them, stepping on one fish and reaching out with both hurls, but the other fish managed in slip away. Don't go, Stellan panicked and hurried to chase after it. Odalis quickly grabbed a branch nearby and jabbed it at the water, managing to spear three fish in one go and nearly breaking the branch. She hastily pulled it back. I got it, too, Stellan shouted with excitement, grinning ear in ear. He held the fish about the size of his palm and strode quickly toward Kliz, looking between the fish speared on her branch and then at his catch.
How did you do that?
You threw a few kinds of grass into the water, and the fish just swam right over.
How?
Stellan asked, puzzled. Had he not seen it with his own eyes, he wouldn't have believed it. M. Odalis carried the fish ashore, put out her shoes, and gestured for Stellan to hold the other two fish. She explained as they walked back, there was a kind of grass by the shore which smells very fishy, to combine it with a few other herbs, crushed them together, and threw them into the water. It creates a hallucinogenic effect for the fish, making them think they smell their own kind. That was why they rushed toward us. The water by the shore was shallow, and they were short of breath, struggling to move. It was easier to catch them then, but since the sea water is constantly moving, if you did act fast enough, the fish would wake up and realize they were tricked and swim away. Odalis explained. As he listened, Stellan's usually cold face could barely maintain its composure. His gaze at Odalis was exceptionally fervent, his eyes sparkling with "This is the first time I've heard it. Do you know about herbs?" Stellan's excitement was akin to discovering a new continent, his previously aloof persona had vanished into the air. In the past, he was taciturn, speaking only when necessary, and he avoided interaction with people in his circle, so he didn't have many friends. Some thought him arrogant and approachable, in it he never bothered to explain. Seeing the scene, his fans in the live stream instantly erupted in excitement, never expecting that the silent and aloof man they worshipped would keep asking questions like a curious kid. Chapter 25. Odalis answered Stellan's questions patiently. Stellan can't stop asking Catalyse, be careful. He got his eyes on you id she managed to Catalyse fish with her bare hands. Odalis is amazing. How did s I'm only learning that you can hypnotize fish to come to you now. I have a feeling there's more to Odalis than meets the eye. How does she know everything? Could she be a hidden boss? The bike kept guessing, their eyes glued to the live stream, afraid to miss any part, some even taking these, originally intending to watch a show, they unexpectedly gained new knowledge. Some students and teachers even called over those around them to watch the show and began to explain what Odalis had just said, while some googled to check if her claims were the some fishing enthusiasts even stormed out with their G-gear, Rager in Limb upon to test it out. It was originally a variety show for entertainment, but it attracted many enthusiasts of other fields, causing the number of online viewers to surge again, much to the delight of the director, who couldn't stop grinning. Hurry up, there was something off with the waves just now, Odalis said, shouldering her fish. Stellan was still reveling in the joy of catching a fish when he heard her warning. He turned back toward the sea and saw that the sky on the opposite shore was half red. The sky is red, and the air is stuffy, it seems about to rain, Stellan muttered softly. The two quickened their steps unconsciously. By the time they returned to the cave, it was already 6 o'clock. Freya and Sila had gathered a lot of dry firewood and placed it inside the cave, then tidied up the surrounding wild grasses. From a distance, they saw the two heading back with Lish. "They're back," Sila exclaimed, pulling Freya forward excitedly. At that moment, she had completely forgotten Freya's status as the hottest A-lister, grabbing her hands like her bestie. "You went fishing? So many?" Freya approached happily, circling around them, her stomach growling with hunger. Ava celebrity, she ate very little, and with only a small breakfast before hitting the road, she didn't eat at noon when they arrived in the woods. Now that it was evening, she was already starving. "You guys are incredible. We didn't see any fish when we came. How did you catch them?" Freya gasped, her eyes were glued to the fish. Stellan raised his chin toward Odalis. The big ones were all caught by Odalis. By hand, Freya was immediately intrigued. Sila stepped forward to help Odalis take the fish down, all the while listening intently to their conversation, clearly eager to know how they caught it. Stellan proudly recounted the details, leaving Freya in utter shock. Feeling like she had missed out on a lottery,
Freya said tearfully, looking pitifully at Odalise, "Odalise, call me next time if there's something like this." Always mature and steady, she was rarely so coquettish. "All right, I'll call all of you next time," Odalise agreed. With that, she rolled up her sleeves, gutting the fish with her dagger. At the same time, Stellan and Salali went to fetch water. Freya ran out to gather firewood and art it up. They divided the tasks efficiently, and soon, the fish were expertly handled. "Odalise, you're amazing. You even brought a collapsible pot and stand with you," Freya shouted admiringly. Odalise took out the collapsible pot and stand, sliced the fish, and set it to grill. Finishing, she showed another niche through it into the pot, and then used whatever they could find, crushing some freshly picked pepper and sprinkling it on the fish. "Def of were you a chef?" Stellan was stunned. Chuckled softly, tipping the fire as she replied. "I grew up in the mountains, and for a long time, I had to fend for myself. I used to cook for oh you can identify medicinal herbs because of that experience?" Freya asked curiously. Odalise stirred the fish and continued. "Yes, my mentor was well versed in pharmacology, and I learned traditional medicine from him. Identifying medicinal herbs is the most basic introductory course. While being..." Sela looked at her with some envy. "Odalise, you're so amazing. I wish I were you." Initially, she was a bit timid, fearing she wouldn't fit in, but surprisingly, they were all easy to get along with, unlike the plotting and scheming from previous shows. Now her anxious heart finally settled down. No need for vigilance, she became more lively. "You better not. Life in the mountains is harder than you imagine. If you can't endure the hardships, you'll break down or even go insane. But I was abandoned by my family at 3, so I grew up in the mountains as a child and got used to it, which is why I don't feel lonely," Odalise said. Those who had lived in the city couldn't stay in the mountains for long. Hearing her words, everyone was stunned. "Abandoned by your family?" Freya was shocked. Her attention had been on the fish, salivating at the smell, but Odalise's words immediately diverted her attention. Nala's smile was light and carefree as she replied. "Not every parent loves their child." Her words left everyone present in silence. "All right, let's get ready to eat before the fish burns," Odalise urged as the fish on the grill emitted a rich aroma. The fish in the other pot was also boiling, steam rising continuously. They picked up their forks, which were hastily carved from a dagger, not perfect but passable. Starving after a day, they didn't hold back while devouring, forgetting about any table manners. The other two fish were given to Kenny, and the crew staff also got a meal. "Oh my, is that true? Abandoned by her parents? Does anyone know who Odalise's parents are? Dig them up. If Odalise becomes popular through this show, do you think her parents will come back to exploit her? I only thought she was cool, but now I realize all that she knows is just common sense of life. I heard that life in the mountains is really tough. Everything has to be done by oneself." Stellan's eyes are full of heartache when he looks at Odalise. "I can't take it. Odalise, be friends with Freya. We women should support each other. Your parents don't care about you, but we do." The fans in the live stream were once again stunned. Some, however, believed that Odalise was playing the victim to garner sympathy and immediately contacted the paparazzi to dig into her background to see if what she said was true. Especially fans of Sophia, along with fans of Finian, wanted to expose Odalise's true face and suppress her to vent their anger, which were naturally all oblivious to Odalise's group. Meanwhile, in Group A, Finian was thrown into disarray by Odalise's words. He turned back, with Sophia and Atlas following behind, while Lucian had no say in the group. "What are we going to do tonight? We haven't eaten anything today," Atlas suddenly spoke up. Chapter 26. Atlas' words snapped the group to reality. Sophia, who was already starving, said, "There should be plenty of pheasants and rabbits in the woods. Let's go for them. But it's getting dark. It's a bit difficult to hunt now," Atlas said. I wonder if there is any seafood at the beach. Shall we go pick some to tide over for now? Lucian pointed to the beach and suggested.
Exactly.
If we can't catch any game, seafood will do too. Sophia nodded in agreement. Finian restrained his emotions and followed them, saying as he walked, All right, well, make do with some seafood tonight and hunt tomorrow. With that, the four of them headed toward the beach. Upon their arrival at the beach, the sky was about to darken. Sophia hurriedly said upon seeing the distant sunset, I want to take a picture.
Sure, I'll take it for you, Atlas said, taking out his phone to snap a photo for her.
Lucian and Finian took off their shoes, finding the water crystal clear, but not a single seabed creature, not even sight. They moved to a deeper spot but found nothing there either.
How come?
Lucian was a bit dumbfounded. Finian also thought that they would at least find some seafood, but there was nothing shell, and he looked up and saw Sophia in a strapless top, constantly posing with a smile by the beach and welcoming the sea breeze while Atlas was taking pictures for her. After a while, Atlas put away his phone and asked, Did you get anything?
What do you think?
Finian retorted. Atlas was a bit annoyed, complaining inwardly that Finian and Lucian couldn't even handle such an easy task. But he dared not to say it out loud. After all, the live camera was right there, and their every move was live streaming.
Nothing.
Don't fish and shrimp swim near the shore? Atlas said with some confusion. He quickly walked forward but found nothing edible, either. Only then did he realize the seriousness of the situation. If they couldn't find food, staying in the woods for half a month would likely starve them to death. By then, it would be a huge disgrace to the Bennett family. Sophia was still scrolling through the photos when she heard then.
What now? What will we eat tonight?
She walked over briskly, an immediate weight on her heart.
Why don't we search the beach first?
Maybe there are any anemones around at night.
If not, we can look for some fruit, Finian suggested.
With no other options, they could only nod in agreement. 66 Chapter 26 Returning to the beach, they searched around but found no animals. Even worse, as night fell, the mosquitoes swarmed toward them like crazy. Sophia was wearing a halter top, her shoulders bitten by mosquitoes, itching so badly she almost screamed. Everyone's out foraging for food, and she's just flaunting herself there?
Sophia's being a flirt, isn't she?
She made Finian work in the water while she just kept taking photos. Am I the only one who thinks Sophia and Atlas are here to date since joining the group? They've been all lovey-dovey. If there weren't people around, would they have gone straight to bed?
Ditto.
Are they flirting or just dating?
Mind your language.
Sophia is just too pure-hearted. She still retains her innocence, unlike you, who are always caught up in cunning schemes. The fans watching the live stream immediately started arguing. Meanwhile, Sophia's group was walking back by the sea, surrounded by buzzing mosquitoes.
It's so itchy.
Why are there so many mosquitoes? Sophia was dumbfounded. She kept rubbing her shoulders, only to be bitten on her arm, and even her legs started to itch. She scratched frantically, and several bloody scratches appeared on her fair skin soon.
Go back and change your clothes.
Luckily, I brought some essential balm, Atlas said. They didn't listen to Odalis' advice earlier, so they didn't put on long-sleeve clothes, and their arms got scratched at noon. After dealing with the scratches, they didn't take it to heart. Now that they got bitten, they quickly returned to change clothes. By the time they changed clothes and came out again, it was already pitch dark outside. They could vaguely hear something roaring, and they dared not venture out.
So what, Ro?
I'm starving. Sophia spoke softly. With nothing but their flashlights, they sat in the cave, which hadn't been cleaned yet and looked a bit messy.
What's that smell?
Suddenly, Atlas caught the scent wafting through the air, his stomach rumbling. He quickly got up,
flashlight in hand, and took a few steps outside. Not far away ahead, he saw a flicker of firelight.
There's firelight over there. Group B is probably having dinner, let's go check it out, he suggested.
Hearing him, the other three got up and walked out, too.
Following the firelight, they found Odalis, Stellan, Freya, and Sila all sitting around a bonfire, eating and chatting merrily. The aroma wafted from their direction. As Group A approached, they found piles of fish bones and spins littered the ground while the broth in the pot emitted a rich fragrance, causing their stomachs to rumble incessantly.
You ate without us?
Atlas was taken aback. February 8th, Monday, Jan B19, Chapter 26. 66% not only did Group breast fish, but they also made boiled fish. Judging by the bones on the ground, they seemed to have a feast, which utterly irritated Atlas.
Hearing his voice, Freya turned around with a puzzled face.
Yeah. Why?
You're not on our team, of course, we're catching fish for ourselves, what's this?
Are you questioning us?
She sneered, she had no interactions with Atlas, but since they treated Odalis poorly, she naturally wouldn't get her nice on. If it weren't for Odalis today, she would have been bitten by a snake. If the snake were venomous, she might have lost her life there. She remembered this favor. When someone picked a fight, she immediately stood up.
Excuse me?
We just arrived and are unfamiliar with the terrain. We all came together, so you should at least take care of us, what if we get into trouble?
You'll be implicated too, won't you?
Atlas spoke as if it were only natural, which caused Stellan to laugh out loud. Are you trying to guilt trip us? Your members tried to bully Odalis this afternoon, and now you're questioning us.
We come together for the show, so we have to pamper you like a baby?
When we join the show to latch onto us, right?
Stellan exposed his facade directly.
The director made it clear, we're divided into two teams, independent of each other.
Now that you couldn't find food, you Atlas stood there, feeling rather embarrassed.
He didn't expect trying to grab a bite would be labeled shameless.
After all, he was rich, and no one had ever dared to humiliate him like this.
Don't misunderstand.
We just came to see how you were doing, thinking you might not have eaten yet, and maybe we can figure things out together.
Suddenly, Sophia walked over.
Chapter 27.
Since you've already eaten, we won't bother you.
Sophia interjected, trying to smooth it over.
After all, if they confronted each other directly, both groups would be affected.
Finian, however, stared intently at Odalis, feeling an indescribable pain as he watched her eating.
He strode forward and stood beside her, only to hear her low voice, "You're blocking my light." He was taken aback.
The next moment, Odalis took a sniff and asked with some confusion,
"Didn't you take a bath?
You smell."
Finian lowered his head to take a sniff and realized he did indeed smell a bit, not sure if it was something he stepped in outside.
The odor kept wafting out.
"Did you, by any chance, have an accident in your pants?"
Freya teased.
Instantly, Finian's face turned livid with anger.
He glared at Freya, who was raising an eyebrow and trying to embarrass him clearly.
His hands involuntarily clenched into fists.
"I was just out catching fish, probably stepped in something," Finian said, somewhat awkwardly, before turning to leave.
Seeing the remaining soup and bone scraps, other members of his group left, somewhat disgruntled.
"Let's gather some wild vegetables for now and get up early to hunt tomorrow," Sophia suddenly suggested.
"After all, the last thing wanted in the woods was wild vegetables.
And we can look for mushrooms, adding them to the soup or grilling them, both great," Sophia continued. As everyone had enjoyed barbecue before and knew the excellent taste of grilled mushrooms, her words seemed to unlock everyone's creativity.
"What's that up ahead?"
Lucian suddenly exclaimed, barely after Sophia finished speaking.
He rarely spoke,
so his sudden outburst caught everyone off guard, all eyes turning to him, he pointed into the shadows, saying, "It's glowing faintly and moving no way," Finian said cautiously. Everyone knew there could be wild beasts in the woods, but since this was a variety show, the production team was expected to have cleared the area beforehand. That was why they hadn't been worried about any accidents since entering the woods. But they seemed to have forgotten that Freya was immediately entangled by a snake when she entered the woods, perhaps because it didn't happen to them. Could it be a wild boar? Startled, Lucian instinctively took a few steps back. If they were to encounter a fierce beast in such a place, everyone wouldn't be able to escape. Impossible, how could there be such a thing in the woods? Sophia said with a smile. With that, she strode forward and saw a pitch-black creature approaching her. Her smile froze instantly, and she took a few steps back in disbelief. 1903 Mon, January 6 GB. Chapter 27 It's really a wild here. What now? She was terrified. Her legs nearly gave out, and she swayed, too afraid to move. 66% Sophia, come back. Atlas ran forward and grabbed her arm to drag her away, but Sophia only shook her head with a smile, saying, "It's just a wild boar. Come on, do we really have to be afraid of that? Isn't Odalise amazing? She can even catch fish from the sea. Surely, we can't handle this wild boar, but it's not too much to ask her help to kill it, right?" she said with a chuckle, a cunning glint in her eyes. If the wild boar were to kill Odalise here, the high-value accidental insurance Henry bought for her could be claimed. Sophia had inquired before. They could get at least $70 million. So what if the Bennett family acknowledges her? I would never let her take my place, she cursed inwardly. Only when Odalise was dead would she sleep peacefully at night. She had nightmares every night before, where Odalise would expel her from the house and even use the influence of the Bennett family to oppress her, leaving her homeless and ultimately being run over by Odalise Carr. The fear continued to spread within her, occupying her heart and almost twisting her mind. "Yes, the crew members are also over there," Lucian echoed quickly. Only the photographer kept stepping back. He drew his brows at Sophia, clearly having a significantly diminished impression of her. Throughout the journey, he followed Group A, witnessing the tire process, but there were some scenes he didn't capture. Now, hearing her intention to lure the wild boar toward another female artist, he was shocked, and he quickly adjusted the camera to focus on Sophia. Damn, what does she mean? Does she think Odalise can kill a wild boar? Or is she deliberately leading the boar to Freya? Trying to kill her? I'm so pissed. That bitch. Odalise is with Stellan, and if the wild boar is lured over, he won't be able to escape. Stellan and Freya's fans lost it instantly. They didn't expect Sophia to be so shameless. But Sophia's fans, as if brainwashed, immediately praised her upon hearing her. Sophia is smart, knowing that the capable should take the lead. Hasn't Odalise been stealing the spotlight all along? Well, give her the wild boar, then. Atlas is so sweet, still protecting Sophia at this moment. If only could be his wife. Opinions varied. Fans of Stellan and Freya immediately attack Sophia's fans. While Finian's fans were more rational, sensing something amiss, and maintained a neutral stance. Meanwhile, Sophia suddenly turned around and sprinted toward Odalise in front of the camera. The two caves weren't too far apart. It was just that they faced different directions. In Group E's cave, Odalise got up while Freya and Sila cleaned up the trash on the ground. Stellan looked around and said, "I'll go gather some branches. It's better to block the cave entrance at night. Till go with you." Odalise nodded. Nice were dangerous in the woods, not only did they need to guard against wild animals, but also snakes and other reptiles. Even though she had brought along anti-snake spray, it was best to stay vigilant. As they were about to leave, Odalise turned sharply. Startled, The photographer took two steps back, pushing the camera forward to Odalis' face, which changed drastically.
Freya, Sila, get out of the way, she shouted.
Freya and Sila were tidying up garbage, about to take it out to dispose of. Hearing Odalis' words, they looked up in astonishment. It was too late for them to react.
Odalis strode forward, gripping their hands and pulling them behind her. Not far away, the crew members saw a dark shadow charging toward them. A massive wild boar appeared before them in no time, with Sipla in front, running breathlessly. Upon spotting Odalis, she abruptly turned and sidestepped. She was heading straight toward Odalis. But as she suddenly halted and sidestepped, the boar charged directly into Odalis.
Chapter 28. Odalis, go to hell.
Sophia stumbled to the side, chuckling softly. She fell to the ground, turning her head to watch the wild boar charge toward Kales, confident that Odalis couldn't react in just a few seconds. Once hit by the wild boar, Odalis would definitely get injured and resist, which would infuriate the boar, leading to her being mauled to death.
Odalis.
Reacting just in time, Stellan dashed forward, trying to pull the three of them away, but it was too late. Odalis suddenly stepped forward, leaning her body to one side and raising her long leg to deliver a fierce kick to the boar's leg. She then propped herself up with one hand on the ground, delivering another kick to the boar's face with her left leg. She was so swift that everyone present barely had time to react, and before they knew it, the wild boar was sent flying and thrown several good feet away, causing a loud bang. It landed on the ground, leaving a dent in the flat surface.
Stay away, Odalis shouted sternly, snapping everyone out of their daze.
Stellan hurriedly pulled Freya and Sila to the corner. The crew members rushed aside as well, with a few men trying to step forward to help upon seeing the scene. The photographer chasing after Sophia from Group A immediately zoomed in with the camera. Although fear was present, upon hearing Sophia's words, he instinctively turned the camera toward Odalis. Whether alive or dead, he wanted to dedicate the entire live stream to Odalis. Initially, Group A had one live stream and Group B another, but now both streams featured Odalis from different angles.
Damn. How did she just kick like that?
What the hell? That manipulative bitch deliberately led the boar over and ran straight toward Odalis, then tripped herself out of the way. Oh my. I didn't realize Sophia was so bitchy. She dares to do this even in front of the cameras, how about in private, like murder so intense?
This must be scripted, right?
Cause a wild boar could be fatal. If it was scripted, why would the show let a nameless extra do if she doesn't even have a Twitter account? Does it sound right to you to focus all the camera shots on an unnoticed extra? Although they were exchanging insults, the comment section went eerily quiet suddenly, with everyone holding their breath and barely daring to exhale as they saw the wild boar get back up. It glared fiercely at Odalis. Those around had already retreated, leaving Odalis alone. Her beautiful eyes narrowed slightly as she drew her dagger from her boots. While the boar advanced step by step, she kept backing away. With a roar, the wild boar charged toward her. Odalis turned and dashed toward the old tree nearby. She kicked the trunk with her foot, and with a light leap, she hung upside down on the tree. Suspended in mid-air, her shirt fell, revealing her stunning 8-pack. Before anyone could react, she clutched her dagger and jumped straight down, aiming precisely at the boar B66. Just as the boar began to climb the tree, her dagger plunged into its neck. The boar's body stiffened, and before it could recover to charge at her again. Odalis didn't give it a chance. She pulled out the dagger and drove it into its head again, thrusting the entire blade in. As Odalis pulled out the dagger, she kicked out again with all her might, sending the wild boar flying. Sophia, sitting on the ground not far away, was so scared that she scrambled to her feet. She was about to run, but the wild boar flew toward her, knocking her down and sending her flying several feet away. She hit the ground heavily, feeling as if something had crushed her body, and she could barely get up for a long while.
Not far away, the wild boar lay heavily beside her.
"Help, Atlas, help!" she cried out through gritted teeth in pain.
The boar collapsed on the ground, blood seeping out as it struggled to get up. Instantly, Freya charged at it with a brick. With a loud bang, she slammed the brick hard onto the boar's head. Seeing this, Stellan and Sela immediately rushed forward, pinning the boar down. Freya's eyes reddened with fury as she struck repeatedly. Stellan held the boar down tightly while Sela grabbed a branch and thrust it directly into the boar's eye. Odalee stood up holding her bloodied dagger. She watched in shock as her three companions went berserk, pinning the boar down and delivering savage blows.
"Stop, or there won't be any pork left for tomorrow," Odalee said, stepping forward with a laugh.
She reached out and grabbed Freya's hand. The brick dropped to the ground. Freya stood up and lunged toward her, hugging her tightly, tears streaming down immediately.
"Odalee, you scared me to death." She sobbed. She kept pounding on Odalee's shoulders, venting her emotions.
"If it weren't for you, both Sela and I would have been gored to death.
Why are you so amazing? You scared me to death." She forcefully pushed away Odalee's, wiping the tears from her face as she said gravely,
"After the show, you're coming home with me.
Marry my brother. I'll pay you back for the rest of my life. My brother is great, and he's very handsome."
Freya couldn't stop promoting her brother.
Odalee was stunned. This was the second time Freya wanted to be the matchmaker for her brother. She massaged her temples and patted Freya's head irritably.
"Good men should be sent to the market so they can meet better people."
"No, I'm reserving him for you." Freya shook her head vigorously, thanking of her previous mature and aloof demeanor and now crying like a child.
Odalee smiled even brighter. "I'll only be 20 tomorrow." What? Freya was stunned, her mind struggling to keep up with Odalee's. She turned to Fair Salatrin Stellan, who took a moment to register the situation by why the time they stood up was already dead. The crew members all gasped in shock and approached to check Confening van Deed be at him. Kenny's gaze was complex as he looked at Odalee's. It came as a sorry's him that she was a hidden expert. Those present might have been in trouble. The fans in the live stream were engaging in lively discus. "Oh my god, I actually saw Odalee's 8-pack. I thought Frey's joking, but it's converting the 1M. She actually flew up a tree and hung upside down to thrust Herger down. This is something I thought it was foreign martial arts. But she can do. I please open a Twitter account. I want to follow her. She has locks and metalis stills amazing.
Kenny, please have Odalee's open a Twitter account. I'm begging lol.
Getting knocked over by a wild boar. Sophia brought this on here. Is she dead? Bo, let her stay dead. She deliberately led the wild boar over just.
Chapter 29. What was exactly going on between them that Sophia had to go against Odalee's? Is she jealous of Odalee's? As the fans chattered away, Atlas hurried over. Seeing Sophia sprawled on the ground from afar, with a trace of fresh blood seeping from the corner of her mouth, he quickly strode forward and helped her up, only to hear Lucian say, "Ms. Bennett was knocked down by a wild boar. Is she okay?" Upon hearing this, Atlas turned livid in an instant. As he recalled how Odalee's battled the wild boar earlier, a fire ignited deep within him, and he immediately pushed through the crowd. "Odalee's, did you do this on purpose? Did you deliberately lure the wild boar here and then severely injure Sophia with the excuse of fighting it? She's such a sweet girl. What exactly did she do to displease you? You want to target her with the show, and you want attention, don't you? Don't forget your contract is signed with the Bennett Group. You're an employee of mine," Adas roared. Everyone was shocked, not expecting him to suddenly target Odalee's. Stellan immediately stepped in front of Odalee's, glaring at Atlas. "Before you start hurling insults, Atlas, please get the situation straight. It was Sophia who led the wild boar over and intended it to attack Odalee's. Odalee's almost died fighting the wild boar to save us. Now you're trying to smear her. Are you serious? Or you think you can be unreasonable just because you are a Bennett?
So many people present witnessed it, it's not something you can twist around, Stellan said coldly. Never expecting someone to speak up for Odalis, Alice felt his pride stung by the words, retorting through gritted teeth, Stellan, don't think that you can conspire together just because you're in the same group.
Conspire? Freya, seething, stepped forward and grabbed Sophia's arm, dragging her over and throwing her forcefully in front of Atlas, regardless of any injuries she might have.
Come on.
Sophia, do you dare swear to God that you didn't lure this wild boar over? Group A has a photographer, right? Let's check the footage from the camera to find out where it came from and who lured it over.
Atlas, you are just her lapdog who bites people for no reason.
We're all here to participate in the variety show together. You play your games, and we do our things, we're completely unrelated. Now you're here slandering Odalis, and you bring up some contract to play with words.
Odalis signed a contract with you. So she deserves to die.
Does she have to stand there and get mauled by the wild boar brought in by Sophia?
How much did you pay her?
Was it a top-tier contract?
If I remember correctly, she was just an extra, and I've seen her running errands for you, buying coffee in the crew.
Is such a payment really worth taking her life?
Freya retorted coldly.
Atlas' lips moved, but no words came out. He had no idea how Odalis brainwashed these people. It was only known to him that there was someone behind Stellan, but no one in the circle dared to mess with Freya. And nobody knew what her true identity was.
At this moment, Atlas was suddenly wide awake and a bit regret for being too impulsive just now. With the live stream still going on, he was probably going to be roasted online.
Bennett, do you think the kick I gave you was too soft? You were blocking me in the bathroom when we first got on the boat, threatening me with the contract. You signed an S-month probationary cooperation with me, said it was compensation, but ended up making me work like a maid.
Forget it.
I'm fine with that. Now, there's only half a month left until the contract ends. After we finish the variety show, the contract will expire.
Don't try to use the contract to guilt trip me.
You don't get the final say here.
As Odalis spoke, she stepped forward. At the sight of the bloody dagger in her hand, Atlas took a hesitant half-step back. Recalling how she fiercely stabbed the wild boar's neck with the dagger, he felt a vague chill on his neck and subconsciously shrank his shoulders.
You, Sophia, and Finan have been causing trouble for me since the start of the show.
Do you think I won't expose your dirty laundry?
Odalis sneered. The sentence sparked instant hatred in Atlas' eyes. Biting back his fury, he turned and grabbed Sophia's wrist, saying in deep voice, let's go.
Atlas, it's my fault.
I'll apologize to her.
Don't quarrel for me.
Sophia sobbed, her voice trembling. The more she feigned weakness, the greater the fury in Atlas grew.
Yet, with so many people present, he couldn't make things harder for Odalis any further, or the consequences would be beyond his control. He had thought that once they were on the island, he could have his way with Odalis, but never did he expect her to slip from his grasp. He swore inwardly that he would never let her escape from the Bennett family. But he forgot that Odalis was forced to marry into the Stewart family yesterday and no longer had anything to do with them. He seemed to deliberately ignore this as if it never happened.
I always thought there was something fishy, and now it seems Odalis has some dirt on Atlas.
What kind of leverage could make him flee in panic?
I bet he must have done something wrong, murder?
Or rape?
LOL, what a sight.
Did you see how the two bitches run away?
Give me more gossip, please, Odalis.
More juicy news.
Stellan and Freya are fierce. They go straight at Atlas head on for Odalis.
So sweet. The viewers watching the live couldn't stop praising Group B.
Meanwhile, it was late at night at the Bennett's villa in Crown Ridge. Hannah sat in front of the TV with a face mask on, snacking on fruit while watching the live,
Eager to see how her daughter and son were faring on the island, to her shock, a wild boar appeared, scaring her out of her wits.
"Caspian, come here."
"A wild boar? How could there be a wild boar in a variety show?" She was so scared that she shouted out. Hearing her, Caspian walked over with a cup of coffee while Hiri happened to return from outside. Recently, all of the Bennett family's businesses seemed to be facing obstacles, leaving him overwhelmed yet unable to pinpoint the issue. He heard Hannah's shout right upon his return and quickly sat down on the sofa.
"How come? What are the program staff doing?"
Caspian was also frightened, the coffee in his hand spilling onto the floor. Their attention remained fixed on the live. They watched as Sophia kept retreating, whispering something, then discussing with Atlas whether to lure the wild boar toward Odalis. Hannah paused upon hearing her. She hadn't expected Sophia to say that, her lips moved, but the words were forced back down her throat, so typical of Sophia, a smart cookie. She knew that Odalis came from the mountains and, even if injured by a wild boar, wouldn't die. Caspian, however, applauded triumphantly. Chapter 30. In contrast, Henry, his face darkened as he watched the scene unfold, gripped the car key tightly. In the TV, Sophia turned and ran toward Group S bonfire, with the wild boar chasing after her, and upon spotting Odalis, she made a beeline toward here. But right before Odalis, she stopped abruptly and leaped to the side. At the as she crashed heavily to the ground, the wild boar charged toward Odalis at breakneck speed, only to be kicked away a last moment. Everyone's suspended breath was finally released. The atmosphere in the villa was eerily tense. Hannah had been screaming the last minute but now suddenly fell silent. No one spoke, as if somewhat guilty. They wanted to applaud Sophia for leading the wild boar away. But Odalis was their blood-related family.
Shit.
How could Sophia say those things in front of the camera? It's living, and once those words are out, how will she ever clean her reputation? Caspian was anxious. He quickly took out his phone to surf the web, only to see the scenes of Sophia leading the wild boar toward Odalis on various apps. Many netizens cut this part out, spreading the short videos everywhere. Fans of Stellan and Freya had also been inciting conflicts, even posting various videos and photos of Sophia taking photos together.
"Wow, Sophia looks like a hooker.
Sophia enjoys ambiguous contact with men. Sophia is a manipulative bitch, aiming to kill Odalis in the show. Atlas is brainless, please send him an emergency neurosurgeon." What grudge led Sophia and Atlas to plot a boar-assisted murder? Any insiders? "I'm begging Odalis to create a Twitter account. I want to follow her." Caspian glared at the screen filled with vitriolic trending topics, his anger nearly causing him to hurl his phone. He exclaimed incredulously, "What's wrong with these netizens? Have they lost their minds?
Henry, what now?"
He quickly threw the problem to Henry. Henry sat still on the sofa, staring at the tense scene between Atlas and Odalis.
"I'll go check the contract," he replied.
"Yes, check the contract right away. We absolutely can't let Odalis slip out of our control. Once she's gone, who will be there to highlight Sophia?" Caspian echoed instantly, afraid that Odalis would get out of their control. After all, she was brought back to be a shield for Sophia, a scapegoat. Even with blood ties to him, Odalis was inferior to Sophia, who liked to coax him, while Odalis never would. Now that it's out in the open, it's going to be tricky. She's married into the Stewart family in place of Sophia. Although her husband is on his last legs, and the Stewart family certainly won't bother with such minor issues, she's now part of them. If we bully her too much, they might retaliate against us, Henry analyzed. As a businessman, he was sensitive to such issues. Hannah and Caspian were both stunned at his words. They seemed to have overlooked the Stewart family all along. In their plan, Percival was dying and could be ignored. Once he passed away, they could bring Odalis back to the Bennett family. At that time,
they could ask the Stewart family for some projects. As long as they could push the Bennett family to new heights with the Stewart family's help, a little patience wouldn't hurt. The key is that Atlas has openly confronted Odalis. Now that everyone knows what happened, it might be hard to keep it from the Stewart family. Maybe we should find an opportunity to bluff our way through with them tomorrow? Hannah suggested. Henry's face turned grim at her words. He stood up, turning to look at Hannah and Caspian. And Vet to see, do think they would even see us? It isn't somewhere just anyone can go. With our position, we wouldn't even get you them. Atlas is a dumbass. Even if he wanted to make a move on Odalis, he could have done it in a corner where the cameras couldn't see. Why do it in public? Behave yourselves lately, and don't stick your necks out for them. Our group has been under attack since yesterday. I've been investigating all day, but I can't figure out who's messing with us. Now that Atlas has made it open, everyone knows that Odalis' contract is signed with our group, and Freya even accused us of bullying Odalis. I'm sure our stocks will plummet tomorrow, and... Henry stopped explaining, his frustration evident as he tossed his car key aside. Hannah's face changed dramatically in an instant. Let's hire some trolls to clean it up, she probed. In her opinion, some hired trolls would make things right. Clean it up? Freya and Sophia are sworn enemies. Now that Sophia has provoked Freya and her tens of millions of fans, how many trolls can we hire to compete with her? And there's Stellan. Maybe you don't know much about the industry, but both Stellan and Freya have backers. Once we start an official confrontation, we'll offend the people behind them. Now that we've already been attacked, if we were to provoke the people behind them, making enemies everywhere, the Bennett family will be finished. With that, Henry strode toward the second floor. Desperate, Hannah plopped down on the sofa, yanking off the mask and tossing it into the trash. That brat's trying to bring ruin upon us. When she was born, the fortune teller said she was a jinx. Just half a year after her return, she is bringing about our destruction, she muttered under her breath. Caspian's eyes were also filled with hatred. So, we absolutely cannot let the Stewart family accept her. We need to stir up some trouble to make them believe that she is extremely cunning and that it was she who replaced Sophia in the marriage. Finishing, he picked up the car key and turned to leave. Meanwhile, in the luxurious and dim study filled with shelves of rare books in the Stewart mansion, a tall man sat in an exquisite office chair, his deep eyes fixed on an iPad nearby. M.R. Stewart, M.R.S. Stewart seems like a fighting pro, Callum commented. Seeing her slaughter the boar, he gasped. Never did he expect that she could fight so well besides healing patients. Her dashing stance was something even he couldn't manage, yet they efficiently stabbed the boar to death. Thinking of this, Callum couldn't help but shrink his neck and glance at Percival subconsciously. Grew up in the mountains, medicinal herbs, traditional medicine, a doctor, and fighter interesting. Percival's voice rumbled low and hoarse 66% when his gaze landed on the scene in the livestream where Ailes fiercely rebuked Odalis, his slender fingertips stiffened on the table, and with a slight tap, the nearby coffee cup cracked, spilling coffee onto the table. Callum quickly grabbed some tissues and wiped the table. Dig up dirt on these people, the more, the better. Percival ordered, emotionless. With that, he stood up slowly, turning off the live stream on the iPad at the same time. Mr. Stewart, do you want to expose their dirt? Callum asked quickly. Percival strode out, not even bothering to look back as he replied, hold on to it for now, yes sir.